All right, I'm pairing this in plain sight. To my right, star of all things Blaze TV, the one and only Mr. Brandon Steele. Quick housekeeping. Just because I noticed we've had some new people popping in and listening. Saturday episodes are the only ones that are actually live. Everything else is pre-recorded.
Yes.
So for those of you who are trying to communicate.
They're premieres.
Yes, yes. That's a better way to put it. They're premieres.
Well, that's what they're called.
Yeah. Well, I noticed some people trying to talk to us in one of the episodes. I was like, well, we can't respond.
We're listening in spirit.
And I do read through those on occasion. But yeah, Saturday's the day we will actually interact with you guys and chat. Now, David Wilcock, we got 2.5 hours of Dave today. Well, not nice. Today. We're going to split it between today and Friday so we don't have to do it all in one go because we need to preserve our integrity in terms of not succumbing to his sorcery.
He almost had 10,000 people live.
He's been killing it.
Yeah, he's crushing.
Except for the money thing, which, well, he started getting super chats. All right. If he had not gone into a mil and a half in the hole,
he'd be cruising.
He'd be crushing it because he probably made like several thousand dollars in the last one.
He's making decent money.
And speaking of the last one, I just listened to it at triple speed to try and catch back up to where we are. This is the nice part of not having to do it when it comes out live. I get a little bit of time to sit and reflect. We had some big revelations last time. Numero uno, David Wilcock is the savior of humanity. I feel like that's a pretty big deal. But the way he was able to figure this out, Donald Trump and MAGA Anon, they are talking to him via his dreams.
Oh, yes, right, right,
Donald
right.
Trump is putting thoughts
into
David's head in the dream realm.
He's like the Sandman, but it's Donald Trump.
He was
quite frankly, you're going to have a nightmare.
he's also getting secret messages from the timestamps of videos on Twitter. And one of the examples he gave of this is the aviation account, which I follow. It just shows planes taking off and landing. That account posted a video that was 39 seconds long. And then Stavati has a plane that has 39 in the name.
Of course,
which means the aviation account on Twitter is sending him messages.
Right, of course. How could I have missed this?
And so his whole role in this entire endeavor is he has to bring about free energy and anti-gravity. And also, he's just running back 2020. So all that Days of Darkness stuff that has all made a return, that is the timeline we are back on. But I did also find this interesting. During the course of that last one, he did mention that he started to receive all these secret encoded messages after he stopped taking his medication.
Of course, right. Now, we never found out what medication.
No, well, here's the thing. The deep state, everyone who's taken medication, it's the deep state doesn't want you to get the top secret messages that Donald Trump is sending to your head. But if you stop taking that medication, Donald Trump's going to talk to you.
It's about as schizophrenic as you can get, really.
I don't know how you can say the sentence, I stopped taking my medication, and then the president beams thoughts into my head.
And now Donald Trump is talking to me in my dreams.
It seems pretty causal. Yeah. Like, I stopped doing A and B started to happen. But, you know, that's just me. We're not the Messiah.
Well, I mean, look, this is the beauty of not interacting with any other humans, is no one can ever tell you.
Yeah, you know, you think,
are you crazy if no one ever tells you you are?
Well, the chat seems to like him, except for the pesky trolls. He was very upset last time.
And he happens to always read their comments. It's an unfortunate coincidence.
You know, it would be, I guess, just to get my predictions on the record here, everything that I just said David believes, I believe the opposite. So we can come back to this in a few years.
Yeah, it won't take a few years. David thinks we'll be dead by 2024.
I almost forgot the most important part. This is all happening before November.
Yeah, no, this is happening imminently.
We are, like literally any day now.
Yeah.
The world is going to end. David will be the Messiah. And that's when we'll face the harshest of punishments, I imagine.
It'll be so worth it.
Perhaps some sort of crucifixion.
David's still gay.
You don't want to be up here on this fucking hammock. I'm going to say on the cross. You think I want to be up here on this fucking cross dying over this shit? All right. April 8th. Eclipse predictions. He's a...
Hell yes. Hell yeah. It's always good when he opens with Uncle Colin.
He's had like five different versions of Uncle Colin with some sort of interchangeable combination of the cigarette and the glasses. Sometimes it's just the cigarettes. Sometimes it's just the glasses. Maybe this is a good sign. It's both today. He's
really maxing out. He's calling maxing.
Uncle Colin, how are ya? It's actually David Wilcock.
No. No. All right. And it's also not really a bit if you do it for literally 10 seconds.
I was just about to say, he bailed on that incredibly quickly. Not even 10 seconds. We're 13 seconds into this. He did that for a sentence. It's Uncle. Nah, it's David.
Nah, it's David. No, I'm just kidding.
I'm just messing with you guys.
Guys, it's not even a real cigarette.
No.
It works pretty well, nonetheless. You know, it kind of gets the job done.
He's so fucking proud.
He should just start smoking cigarettes. He'd lose weight.
Anyway, wow.
It ruined his perfectly white teeth, though.
It's just like.
That is true.
I'm so glad that I'm actually here and I'm actually doing this show.
Oh, wait a second. All right. He said he went through hell. I do believe in the last one, he also mentioned he had an upcoming appointment with the IRS.
Yeah, that. Well, and wasn't he complaining about a lot of snow the other day?
Yeah. He's been complaining about the snow a lot for the last several months. I wonder how he tries to square away the fact with he's the Messiah and the good forces of the universe, including the literal president of the United States, are on his side. But he's constantly been derailed by us and just other guys on YouTube who criticize him.
Well, look, this is his trial.
it's not. He's not doing well.
No, he's not. He's not doing great.
You gotta pass the trials as the Messiah.
looks like everybody can see me and hear me. I have to make an entrance. Yes. So let's take some of your comments to begin.
I missed the sizzle jackets.
I was just about to say that kind of it almost looks like a velvet sort of jacket. I can't quite figure out
the texture.
Sizzle
jackets were so cool.
Well, what he was trying to display physically by way of sizzle jacket is now coming out in the form of his thoughts.
That's
his
true.
Thoughts are sizzled at this point.
The sizzle jacket's in his head.
I hope he tells us to burn our pants. These things are just driving me nuts. I'm sorry you have that.
That's a Simpsons reference. It's actually from...
You're going to get shot.
Sorry.
Me so sorry.
It's actually from that episode when Krusty is doing stand-up.
Right.
And he goes to perform, and Homer says he hopes he tells him to burn his pants.
Me a lack of the fly light.
That affliction. David is my soul brother. We grew up together. Let's send love energy to the software. Everything will be fixed and working perfectly. Intent.
That's where you're going to be living soon. Intent.
Carrie Cassidy. We'll probably get into that.
Whoa, wait. Carrie Cassidy mentioned.
What is it with the proton belt mentioned by Carrie Cassidy? We'll probably get into that.
All right.
David, thank you.
Carrie's beefing with Cliff High again.
About the Jews?
I think that was partially it, but I
hope they just start calling each other Jewish.
Well,
No, you're Jewish. No, you're Jewish.
It's even worse. Cliff accused her of being a clone.
Oh, that's bad.
It's very funny for one of the main proponents.
You're not even the real one of you.
Yeah.
What a funny thing to tell someone.
Well, I don't think they ever realize how easy it is to do that because Carrie accuses everyone of being a clone.
Yeah,
I don't think
she ever thought it could be played on her.
Right. She didn't do the I'm rubber, you're glue math that could be done.
Funny if she's just like, what? I am? Oh, God, maybe I am.
Well, by her logic, it's as true as the claim she makes.
Oh, I knew something happened in Tahiti.
Well, because Cliff did the thing where he posted a picture of her from several years ago, I think pre-stroke, and then posted a side-by-side of her after the stroke. He's like, that's
are
not
these
the
different
thing.
People?
Yeah, exactly.
So, I love those accounts.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, well, I don't know. Maybe the one with the stroke would look a little different.
Yeah, I do love the, well, this person, this picture from 15 years ago, now look at them. They look completely different.
They're old.
Interview with Chris Beskar.
People don't just age.
Uh-oh. I'm growing tired.
Chris Beskar is the Stavati guy, who is also going to be speaking at the Corey Good conference at the end of next month, which he is selling tickets for $400 a piece and $800 for VIP.
Folks, I'm going to pass around the anti-gravity collection plate if you wouldn't mind donating whatever you can.
I hope you're not tired now. Anyway, wow. I didn't even want to do a show today. I was actually going to not
That's
do
not
a
true.
Show today.
Well, you probably didn't, but
you
definitely need to.
Comments.
He's already looking for donations.
Looking good, Dave.
This man used to do the speaking circuit.
There.
Now
finally
he can't even do four shows a month.
Thank you for being brave and vulnerable with your actions. Vulnerable. Oh, my goodness. Anyway, no, I'm in a good mood, actually, because I don't have snow on the ground right now. I've been through after I did
my
last show.
He fucking hates the snow.
Which I still
Well, it's unfortunate he moved into the Colorado mountains then.
Yes, that is a double mistake. Yeah. Colorado, known for its snow. The mountains, doubly known for the snow. So the combining the two together.
Yeah, not a good place to live if you hate snow.
Statement that I can make on what's going on right now.
Ah, David, your color correction's off on this camera.
All right, no, I think he's trying to communicate some with colors. Because when we were...
Is he going to change his attitude?
Well,
when you start finding out that people made you into a banana sandwich,
when
and you start remembering those things...
Yeah, it takes a
You got to take some time off.
When he was doing that, the coloring on all his presentations was off. So I think the red... represents some sort of chaos going on.
Well, it probably just means he's manic and forgot to check his cameras.
That's the most likely answer, yes.
Because all the other ones are the same.
That's also a good point. The other ones look fine. It's only
this one camera.
Wow, that one is all yellow.
Banana sandwich.
Oh, hey, he figured it out.
Let's
good
if
for you, David.
See if we can fix the color tone on this camera. I am anal enough to want to do this live.
Uh-oh.
You are anal, aren't you?
You are anal, aren't you?
You get to watch me change the color in real time here.
Who molested me?
There you go. Look how easy it is. Oh, you're overcorrecting. Oh, God, stop. No. No, now you're blue.
There
you
go. That looks a little better. Maybe we'll jack that up some.
Yeah, there you go.
Jack it up.
A little more exposure.
See? Did that really hurt you that much? No, it didn't really hurt you that much. But now I feel better because my cameras all look good.
Well, but now I'm confused. How come he couldn't do this years before? He never fixed it before. It looked like shit the whole time.
Maybe he's learned. I don't know.
Through all six of them.
He probably just liked blaming it on his wife.
Slide. So anyway.
Or the devil.
You know, I'm pretty relaxed because I wasn't even planning on doing a show. So I didn't really have time to get nervous, per se.
He's back on his medication.
I don't really get nervous when I do shows in general, but I mean... After I did the last one, as I was
David,
telling
if this
guys,
is you talking nervously,
foot, actually it was five.
How long
feet,
do you talk comfortably?
Was the official word?
Also, the snow. What is there some deeper meaning to the snow I'm not putting together?
I'm sure in his mind, probably.
Like why?
He's like a Native American. He thinks the snow is a message from the gods.
He's very superstitious.
He's trying to figure out which deity is angry at him.
The only guess I could sort of put out there is that because we're back on the QAnon timeline, the storm is coming, and now when literal storms are happening, it freaks him out.
It'd be funny if he sacrificed one of his turkeys to the gods trying to get it to stop snowing.
And he just beheads a turkey
just
on YouTube Live.
Builds an altar trying to get the snow god to give him some mercy.
Well, if he doesn't start making money, he is going to have to eat those things.
What came down in my town? Almost 5 feet, which is 56 inches.
Very good, David.
54 inches of snow is no freaking joke, folks. I've been preparing for this since my
last
show.
Wait, 5 feet's not 56 inches. Wouldn't that be 60 inches?
Starting on Wednesday night.
Well, here's the thing about math.
Right?
Sometimes David does it wrong. 12 times 5 is yes.
Yeah, I was like, wait a second. 56?
Up doing all this work to get ready for it. And
David's used to lying about how big an inch is.
It ended up working pretty well.
It's almost
and,
2 feet.
I say that.
No,
but, like,
you're doing it wrong.
3:45 a.m.
You got to measure from the back of the anus.
On the carpet. This is actually true. She crapped on the carpet.
He loops the tape measure around his waist once or twice.
And when I'd taken her to bed at like 7:30, I went to bed really early because I knew I was going to have to shovel.
Mm-hmm.
I go out there and there's already like 6 inches of snow on the ground. And it had just been 1 inch. Like a couple hours before.
Wow.
So it happened
it's
really,
crazy
really
how
fast.
That works.
Very scary. I get up at 3:45. I got dog shit on the ground on my carpet. I had to
How
clean
is
all
Girly
that up.
Not house trained?
I don't know. I don't
this
know.
This dog's like 8 years old.
It just, like, shouldn't you have some sort of secondary plan if you're living in the middle of the wilderness for where your dog can shit? Because if it can't go outside when there's 5 feet of snow, where else is it going to, you want to use the toilet?
Yeah, it's not like it just started snowing like this in Colorado. It's always been like this. So, like, do you haven't figured out a solution other than just let the dog shit in the house somewhere?
Girly probably learned it from watching David do it. He would shit on
peeing
the
in the sink and shit.
And then dragging his ass across the carpet.
Man, I got to go and shovel.
I've got worms.
From 4:15 to 7 p.m. 4:15
I still also just don't understand why he has to shovel.
I don't know.
What is there? Is there something that needs to get in and out of his house?
Like, I kind of get not wanting it on the roof because it's heavy and it could like cause issues. But yeah, if you're not going anywhere,
does like he think he's gonna need to escape at some point?
I probably yes. To where he's going to escape, I have no idea. There's no place left for him.
Same with the next day. The snow finally stopped coming down like Friday morning. It was all day Thursday. I had a power outage on Thursday as well. That was really, really freaking crazy.
Wow.
Damn, he must have thought the days of darkness were upon us.
Absolutely.
You lose power for 3 hours, right during the time I'm supposed to have my board meeting.
3 hours.
Damn, dude.
Body, by the way. And I missed some very important news. There's been some...
Okay, in 3 hours, you're going to be fine. We used to not get the news until a day later.
If you are the one financing the whole operation, the meeting should not start until you want it to start.
Yes.
They're really fucking his life up.
Oh boy, are they.
Some very exciting stuff happening.
It seems kind of criminal.
Opening up for us in Texas.
They have a satellite look. Okay. Well, here's the problem with that. A few days ago, the court in Colorado, in New York, actually decided they were not going to extend their tax breaks.
Oh, no.
So now David's going to owe some more money to some more people. But wow. they were given a chance to get this whole thing up and running for several years, given these tax breaks. And they haven't accomplished anything, and they haven't paid the contractors. So that has been removed from the equation.
I mean, at some point, he's going to realize he's been had, and it's going to be fascinating to see what that leads to.
He is not going to realize it because he should have realized it by now.
At some point, he'll, like, forcibly have to realize it.
I've been trying to get David to understand this for two years.
Court will have to essentially tell him.
But I think even then, he's just going to be like, that's the fucking deep state did this to me.
Maybe.
The deep state made me not develop hover cars. But if you're investing in a company and they keep telling you something is right around the corner, it's just about to happen, and then you run out of money and they keep telling you that for several years, it's not going to happen.
Particularly when it's a groundbreaking technology.
Yes, hover cars and anti-gravity devices.
Either you have that or you kind of don't.
Also, free energy devices, which don't exist.
But they had some sick 3D images.
Are looking very promising. We're having progress with the U.S. military, progress with some foreign countries' militaries.
Yes, yes.
So there's a lot of good things
going
on.
I can't wait until Ethiopia buys a bunch of Stavati jets.
Forever anymore. It is funny when we know he's lying, but he's having to say it to save face. Be like, no, the U.S. military's looking at him.
Yeah, I'm sure.
The Navy.
Yeah. They're done with all those Boeing aircraft. They'd much rather have a nice David Wilcock machine. I want to hear him talking about going broke.
So there's a lot of good things going on. I actually am not so much thinking that I'm going to stay broke forever anymore. But I will say that being absolutely bankrupt now for almost 3 years, over 2.5, has been very, very intense.
Yeah, that sucks, dude. Being 1.4 mil in the hole sounds terrible.
Especially when it's all your fault.
Yeah.
It is all his fault.
He's had 3 years to just realize how much he fucked his life up.
This is the other issue with him claiming to be the Messiah. You got to be able to predict better than me. I'm not the Messiah, and I've been knocking it out of the park, not to toot my own horn. I've been crushing all of the David Wilcock predictions for 3 years, because whatever he says, I just say, no, that's not true. And it turns out that's been correct 100% of the time.
And he's made it pretty easy.
I have never been wrong about David being wrong. He's always wrong.
He's always wrong. Severely wrong.
But what I was going to say is notice he's bringing up the bankruptcy again. This is because in the last live, when he started talking about how he didn't have a mattress and shit, that's when all the donations started flooding in. So I think he's learned that
poor.
Yeah, you bring up being broke, you get some donations, and then you fuck it all away on your stupid hover car
company.
Sympathy
donos.
You know, there's PTSD from the fact that you got all these bill collectors The IRS.
So many bill collectors, you have PTSD. God, it must have been bad.
What a fucking pussy.
Oh, God, no. Not another letter.
We gotta knock it off with this. PTSD is when you watch your best friend get fucking shot in the head in front of you. It is not because someone calls your phone and is like, hey, you owe us money. That's not PTSD.
You have PTSD from war.
Yeah, I've had plenty of bill collectors call my line.
We all hate the IRS, but, you know, they're not terribly scary.
Is coming after you for $1 million in my case.
$1 million.
All this crazy so stuff much
money. That's so many super chats.
It's so much. Well, you know, if he just gets everyone watching to donate $1,000.
Even if he had an incredibly successful YouTube channel and was making 20 grand a month, it would take him 5 years to pay off his debt.
He would have to get back to peak popularity level to even begin to cover this.
Yeah, he needs another New York Times bestseller.
He needs a miracle. And the crazy part is his career was a miracle. The fact that he was getting paid to just be wrong is miraculous. It's incredible. And he doesn't understand it was a fluke and he's never going to get there again.
Yeah, he thought the good times would last forever, but little did he know he was just on an all-time heater.
On all these bills with lawyers and
all these Jews trying to take my money.
In Niagara Falls, I'm
thinking of fleeing the country like Diddy.
He's going to Antigua with Diddy.
I'm in too much debt in America.
He sent the love jet.
We're at a really big juncture where we have to get more funding right away.
Yes, because the tax thing happened. You know, for being the Messiah, God doesn't really seem to like him a lot. He's really fucking his life up.
He kind of likes torturing him, it seems.
Because I've exhausted my ability to bail out the company. I just can't keep bailing out the company. So
that is correct.
I don't think we're going to have a problem. But
that is incorrect.
Maybe just one more time.
I wish there was some way I could search our transcripts for the first time we talked about this, because it's been pretty consistent that we've been saying he's got to stop giving him money because it's never going to be profitable.
I mean, it wasn't hard to see what was going on.
Again, he's banking on hover cars and a technology that is not possible. Goes against the laws of physics.
These experiments are expensive. You would fuck away that much money so quick.
You could building a defense contractor company, $1 million is fucking nothing. Department of Defense contracts are billions of dollars.
Yeah, you can't just casually invent hover cars.
Anything has actually happened. We do have an investor now who's very excited, wants to do it right away. So I think it's going to happen.
Is he a Nigerian prince?
I don't know. It'd be funny if David just becomes part of this Ponzi scheme, finding new fools to siphon money from.
Well, that is the move. That is the move to get out of this, is you just talk about how much money you've made investing in it and then get some other fucking sucker.
Go find some other idiot.
Hey, Corey. I've got a great opportunity.
Business plans will now get financed. But anyway, I'm not so much interested in my personal stories. I wanted to, you know, share a little bit with you guys.
We are. Tell us about how you're suffering.
Yeah, I want to get started.
But do it as Uncle
personal.
Colin.
Yeah.
I don't want to lay
Uncle Colin's in the hole.
I've been sleeping on the air mattress.
Obviously, the title of the
Uncle
talk
Colin's
is
not got anywhere
now,
to
why
sleep.
Why is that such a big deal? Well,
okay, so this is, what day will this be coming out on?
Oh, we got $20 from Anal Sex 42.
So by the time you guys hear this, within 1 week, whatever is going to be predicted here is going to be happening.
There have been some very provocative predictions surrounding the
provocative,
October...
You say.
Well, originally it was the October 14th eclipse of last year. We remember if you watched the last show...
It was originally that, wasn't it?
I highly recommend you see the last show. We had some very intense prophecies in crop circles about something having to do with
please
this,
no more crop circles.
Please God, I'm so tired of those.
And they flagged it in a crop circle that appeared in May in Italy of last year. And we talked about it in the last show. So at the time, I didn't know what was going to happen. But then when we actually got to October 7th, lo and behold, we had a week later the Israel war took off. Or October 7th was a week before the eclipse, rather, and that's when the Israel war took off.
Okay, yeah, that's the other problem. The eclipse was on October 14th. The war started on October 7th, which is actually not the same date as October 14th. Those are two separate days.
Yeah, but close enough.
Well, you know, it happened in the same month. And that's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's pretty good for David.
And it's still going. And the Ukraine war is still going. So here comes another eclipse.
There's a lot of wars going
this
on.
This is a total solar eclipse. And it's going to be, you know, in totality across a good part.
David should come to here. Apparently we're the place to see this eclipse going on.
Yeah.
As you might have already been looking at some of these things too, I was seeing various, you know, projections about what this could be or what's going to happen on this particular date. I was like, I don't know. Oh, we got somebody gave me 2222. So thank you right there. That's never mind the crabs. Thank you, David.
I didn't even think about the possibility of being able to troll him by way of the name. That's pretty.
Yeah.
You really helped me and my family in our awakening.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I won't mind the crabs, and thank you for the $22.
I've already got them.
All right. Well,
I've had them before. It's not that bad.
Thank you guys for that.
Hold on. Look at his eyes, like here, and now look at it after the super chat.
The life is returned.
There
to
is
him.
A literal glow to them.
Oh, nonstop for like 2 weeks. I haven't had any
Damn,
time
he
to
is
edit
down
my other
bad.
Videos. I haven't had any time to watch my other videos. I haven't
had any
time to watch any videos.
$20.
All I'm doing is surviving.
Sweet.
We're eating tonight, girly.
One storm after another.
Well, knowing him, he probably still fucks it all away on expensive shit. He probably still goes to Whole Foods.
I'm sure.
Which buys you one ear of corn.
But somehow he's still fat.
Yeah, that's
true. Living here has been incredibly horrible.
I think he may be getting swole.
Horrible. So
that'd
I
be
hope
sick.
He's preparing for a fight.
But starts anyway, doing the eclipses are usually associated with the fall of kings. And if you understand astrology, as we're going to talk about, there's
I wish
a whole
I could do
science
test.
Behind
it's too expensive.
And
I was looking into it.
Yeah, we got to get blood tests and shit. Too.
Yeah, it's like several grand a year.
Events that take place in the world and the events that take place all around us. So the question is really like, what are we going to do with the knowledge once we have it, and how do we prepare ourselves for what is coming? Because it appears that some very, very significant, if not civilization-defining events could be culminating between now and the eclipse, which is in just over 2 weeks away, 2 weeks and 1 day away.
God, he can't learn. So now we have upped the original prediction in all of this was Memorial Day 2025. We will ascend by then. That then got shortened to before the election occurs in November, it will happen.
Right.
And now we're recording this at the end of March, and he's saying by April 8th, something is going to happen. Again, let me make a prediction. No, it will not.
Yeah, he's a real irrational confidence
today,
guy.
It's actually on a Monday. I believe.
But the other thing.
Just misses all the time.
You should have to say exactly what is going to happen because, of course, something is going to happen.
Something's always happening.
Something will happen between now and April 8th. But, everything is always happening.
Yeah.
So you got to be a little more specific.
In 2 weeks from now. So we have a little bit of time.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a big back story to all this, and the story gets back to the fact that we are suffering more than we need to, much more than we need to.
That is true. If you just stopped investing your money in Stravata, you'd stop suffering.
The normal wealth and prosperity that we would enjoy with economics has been usurped by forces that are just taking that money and redirecting it to their own gain.
Uh-oh, what kind of forces might those be, Dave?
I know who this is.
How much classified military infrastructure has actually been built out. I don't think most people are aware that we have been seeing maybe even trillions of dollars per year getting diverted into so-called black projects. Things that are not on the books.
Black guys from Harlem?
He literally means black projects.
Underground cities.
They're building them hotels.
They're
rebuilding Baltimore.
Miles underground.
Moving the illegals in.
Military bases or DUMBs. D-U-M-B-S, right? You've heard that before. Well, that's true. And I've been speaking with many different insiders for a very long time. Oh, we just got $9.99 from Eric562. Thank you there. See, I can almost kind of see it out of my peripheral vision.
We're at $31 so far.
So when I said
I think
that
he's
we are suffering
more
much more than
those,
we have
I think those
to,
are the only
I'm
ones
really
he read.
Kidding.
Yeah, yeah, he actually does do pretty well during these.
Could have been used to help us out here on Earth, could have been used to build roads, bridges, you know, build up our infrastructure. But instead, it was building up a covert infrastructure that we don't get to see. So $30 trillion, $50 trillion probably isn't even too low of an estimate of how much covert money has been siphoned into this sort of thing. Now, we've heard for many years that even going back to, okay, the Apollo missions, right? What were the Apollo missions really about? What
if I told you the Apollo
rockets cost much, much, much less?
Be one small step, black man.
They said that they did, and the extra money went to some other stuff, okay? Your brother donated 33. Thank you, David. Sending
wow.
positive
60
energy.
Something bucks now.
So that's awesome. Thank you. And when we see where all this
now money- that we know he's reading the chats, I'm gonna guess someone probably uses it for nefarious purposes.
Absolutely.
At some point in the next 2.5 hours.
Absolutely.
It's pretty amazing to figure out. Oh, Dan the Man sent in 20 CHF from Switzerland. Greetings from
Get
Switzerland.
Get that bullshit out of here.
American
okay, so
only.
As you can see, they're rolling in
so,
here.
So now we're at 80.
Rolling in, bang, bang.
Yeah, yeah.
Great point. Is Bitcoin going to 408,000? Well,
that'd
I
be sick
Bitcoin
for people who have
in the
Bitcoin.
Pumping up. It's gonna suddenly collapse. There's the 15th largest Bitcoin holder is some mysterious individual. Nobody knows quite who they are.
Well, that's the whole point of Bitcoin.
Of
they say he's Japanese.
Probably what's going to happen is there's going to be a big sell-off. And the people who are doing this on purpose will sell right at that moment, whereas everybody else will say, ah, I don't know if I'm ready yet. I'm just going to hang on. If it starts going, I would say now might be a good time to liquidate some positions if you have it, if you have anything in Bitcoin. So it's hard to understand what's really going on here, because even back to the Apollo missions, they cost much more than they actually said they did. The money was going to these other places, and the rockets were significantly less expensive than we were told. The same thing, so I've been told, is true with the Vietnam War, with the Korean War, with the nuclear arms
Damn,
race.
Damn, we're getting scammed off the top.
That we were saying we were spending on missiles.
At least this
Another
is feasible
example.
To me. I do believe that it would be possible for the government to fucking direct
yeah,
the money
Yeah, sure. Stealing
away.
Money is a...
Stealing money
yeah,
is a
sense.
Reasonable thing that a lot of people have done throughout yeah. history. I'm sure he's going to fuck this up with something magical,
it's
though.
Overpriced fighter jets. It's been one of the greatest ways for the DS, as I affectionately call them.
The dick suckers, right.
To have excess money go into these other projects.
Oh,
now,
and that's why they're punishing
once
him.
You find out
he's
what
taking
we're up
away
against,
their fighter
you're gonna
be upset jet
about the money going into these excess projects, because we actually do have an extraterrestrial presence on Earth from both positive and negative. And in fact, both sides of this war have worked directly with
he keeps
the military-industrial complex.
He can't help
As
himself,
man.
Can't help
time,
it anymore.
In the 1950s, the Jason Society found a UFO crash where they got inside and all it was something out of like the worst horror movie you could imagine. It's just all these ripped apart pieces of bodies, humans, that were rotting and smelled absolutely horrible. And it's just everywhere you go, it's just this stuff everywhere.
Cool.
And there were these dead beings inside this particular crashed ship, and they were reptilian humanoids that were tall. And so the decision was made, we can't tell the public about this because it's too horrific. If we showed them a film of what's inside this thing, it's worse than any Hollywood horror movie we've ever
That'd
made.
Be so fucking sick.
And the beings themselves are pretty freaking
terrible.
Oh,
you can't show
looking,
snuff
you know?
Films
so we
to
can't
people?
Can't tell anybody this stuff.
Oh, I just watched fucking the Russian video. Those guys killing a bunch of innocent people. If I can handle that, I can handle the alien snuff
film. The alien snuff film?
It turns out, as I've said before, that the whole biblical notion of angels and demons is very, very real. And we are now living in the final apex point of this. Prior to when
he's talking
COVID
slower
hit,
than normal,
I could talk about this stuff online freely. I could talk about conspiracy theory.
No,
or whatever
he just
you
started
want.
Taking his medication.
And nobody really seemed
again.
To care that much. You know, I didn't get too much interference. There were trolls. Yeah, we had satanic gang stalking going on. All that was happening. But that's
hell yeah.
Unfortunately, normal.
I don't think that's
I've been
true.
Hated so strongly ever since I got online.
Oh no! We don't hate you, David.
No. It's an
we
intense
you,
love where we're trying to save you from yourself. But this has become another recurring bit where he has to constantly talk about the haters.
Yeah.
But,
oh, they hate it now that I'm on top.
Yeah, hate it or love it, the underdog's on top. He's really, if you're going to be the Messiah, you got to read the Bible, because Jesus didn't get up on the sermon. at the mound, and then like someone heckled him. He's like, "Well, fuck it, you're not. I'm not going to multiply this bread.
I'm gay. Well, guess who's going to hell now?"
Yeah. In 1996, and it's ironic that in the first couple of years, actually from 96, 97, 8, 9, 2001, and even into 2002. I contacted every single person who hated me individually.
Damn.
That's such an insane thing to do.
What in the world is going on here?
Why do you think I'm crazy?
And in all but one case, I was able to flip them. And so I literally had no haters for a long time.
Somebody he was hater free for so long.
And then I realized
speaking of which, someone had emailed us after watching one of our previous David episodes. I don't know if you know this. We're members of the Illuminati.
Hell yeah.
And you know how he was able to figure that out? You were wearing an Illuminati shirt.
Oh, no. They connected the dots.
Oh, we were sending hidden messages by wearing a shirt that says Illuminati on it with the symbol. And that guy did the math. He's like, these guys are fucking part of the deep state.
Well, they cracked the case.
Yep.
Later on, I don't really want to be incentivizing hatred. I want to incentivize good things. And by the way, Jackie H. has donated $1.99. Thank you for all you do.
Cheap bitch.
Broke ass bitch.
What the fuck am I going to do with $2? That's not going to buy me shit.
From Switzerland, love your content. I got 20 CHFs. Jackie H. has donated $1.99. Gabriel Koning has donated $24.99 Canadian. So thank you. Who can hate David? Somebody said. I don't know. I mean, people.
Not quite a few
YouTube
people.
Will not let us use ad blockers.
I can think of a few.
Sorry about that. It's not my problem.
I don't usually
get to watch any videos. I'm so busy. Oh, we got another one. Pillars and Strategies. 3330.
Oh, my God. Jesus Christ. He's just going to do this the entire time now.
I mean, yeah, he's finally realized it makes money.
He's already up over like $200, though.
It's been hard.
15 minutes.
By their design, your company is under a strain to deplete you. That's true. In order to restrict you from unveiling space-age technology, God is preparing
you. Yeah, it's true. The devil is interfering with your company.
$100 Canadian. Wow.
Jesus.
Thank you.
Damn.
I've learned a lot from you, David. Q said this. $20. Thank you. So awesome, you guys. I really love that.
Hell.
I love just like having money show up.
He's rolling. Look at him.
But anyway.
It's so beautiful. We've talked about his ego so much, but to really watch it grow in real time, because we're seeing him at his lowest. His entire life is falling apart and he's broke. But that fucking $100 really it's
gets you.
It's water in the seed.
Yeah. Who can worry about haters when you're getting super chats?
Give you an overview.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Of what is going on.
Uh-oh, here's the water. This
and
special
as I said,
water.
We're suffering much more than we have to because so much of our money has been diverted into these black projects. And if you don't understand
black
this,
guys
you really
from
aren't
Harlem?
Seeing what's going on. There's been this huge presence of this organized negative group. It involved millions and millions of people. There's probably, based on the Savali estimates, it's probably like 2 to 4 million of them in America alone. That's
Jesus
just an insider
Christ.
Estimate. So these people, if they don't
there
want
was a,
as many of us
there was an
here,
old episode
they,
of Coast to Coast. So he's saying 2 to 4 million Satanists in the country. I believe it was, the guy's name is like Mike Warnke or something. When he was on Coast to Coast, I think he said that number was 20-something million people in America were Satanists.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. All of Hollywood.
Yeah. About 10% of the entire country are practicing Illuminati Satanists. Including ourselves.
It's not a terribly secluded club at that point.
No,
a lot of people.
That were guiding stones, right? You know what I'm talking about.
Didn't someone bomb the guide stones?
Said, let's get down to 500
Hell
million.
Yeah. Someone blew them up.
That's hilarious.
Well, that would eliminate, you know, $7.5 billion. So, wow. I mean, this is stuff that's been out there for a long time. And like I said, I used to talk about it. I didn't have a problem. Somebody said $100 Canadian is like $6. That's not really true. It's maybe
he can't take it. He can't. Actually, it's still a lot of money.
You're getting overflowing like love, and you still read the hate comments. So
it's
funny.
Better than half. Anyway, it is cool when you go to Canada and you spend an American dollar, and it's worth more when you get there. That's one of the fun aspects of tourism.
Not for the Canadians.
No. I never was into all the weird stuff that Canada's into now, but like what? I used to go there very
the gay sex.
Oh,
and I hope to keep going. Kathleen Malloy sent me $50, and it's pink.
Fuck, man.
Even better, you know, that adds to the whole aesthetic, as you can see right here. So thank you, Kathleen. I'm happy, you know. I'm happy that we're getting to the point
I get
where
to
this
eat
is all
tonight.
Reaching ahead. But it's been very rough, and a recent meme pointed this out in a funny way.
Oh, hell yeah. Post those boomer memes.
My friends talking about quantum physics. Sleep is just a time machine to breakfast, my dudes. Well, that's good stuff.
Talking about quantum physics, me. And then me says, sleep is just a time machine to
I love
breakfast.
That David has discovered memes in 2024.
Laughing, I don't know why, but I've been laughing great. About this one so much. I just, because, you
I
know,
don't
there
get
is
to
a,
eat
there,
breakfast.
It, you know, it's truth and jest, right?
And, had breakfast since the incident.
Sometimes I do feel this way. Sometimes I am so pissed off and depressed and anxious about all the different things I'm seeing and all the different things that are going
like
on.
Like the $1.5 million debt.
I just
debt.
Go to bed early, like I did before the snow.
I go to bed at 7 p.m.
You know, okay, that is a real depression move. Yeah. I'm familiar with that tactic.
This day sucks. I'm going to bed.
Well, because it's another good move. If you don't have money for food, I used to go.
Sleep through dinner?
Well, I would buy dollar store Benadryl, and you can get like a whole big fucking bucket of Benadryl for a dollar, and then I would eat those, and then you just sleep until the next day, and then you don't need dinner because you ate Benadryl.
It's time for breakfast. So that was very, very
it's free
fun.
Game for you folks.
But the bigger construct is we're in a cosmic battle between good and evil. That
it used to make my vision vibrate. I'm guessing the dollar
right
store
now,
Benadryl wasn't quite up to the same standards.
Yeah, it probably came from an
like
Indian factory somewhere.
Yeah, I got out of some Guatemalan guy's ass.
They've loved the devil for so long. When you're Satan, whatever you want to call it, you go back. Even to the late 90s, it's like every single music awards ceremony.
He talks like he's got
some
something
kind
in his
of
mouth.
Performance in it.
David's
it has
getting into Zins.
And has blood.
That
and
actually may be the case. That would make sense.
Weird
That'd be so cool.
People wearing dark.
He just started. Tucker does it.
The whole set is dark, and there's
I
like
hope
a
that's
church,
the medicine
like,
he's addicted
you know,
to.
In the background, something. It's Katy Perry. It's Lady Gaga.
He's fucking
Madonna,
addicted to wintergreen Zins.
He's fucking. He's just going through like
going
four
like,
sleeves a day.
Don't you guys get it? Like
sometimes I do
I'm
two
saying,
at once.
I mix the flavors.
Oh, sweet, sweet relief.
This is not just the thing that they're doing to entertain themselves. They're really serious about this.
Right, yes.
Why
the entertainment
so
industry
Why
are literally devil worshippers.
Stuff year after year after year after year after year.
The bigger
I
question is, why is he still watching
Maleficent,
it?
Posters for that when I was in L.A. And here's
to
Angelina
know what
Jolie
to.
As the devil, you know, with the devil horns. And sure enough, in the movie, the whole thing is that she's got the wings and the horns. Or the wings go away and then come back at the end of the movie or something. But
spoiler.
They're obsessed. And
yeah,
they've been
yeah,
obsessed
they're,
for
yeah,
a
they're
long
obsessed.
Time. And
okay.
You thought, oh, well, it's harmless. It doesn't really mean anything.
As he cites obscure
really care,
movies
you know,
that no one's
no
fucking
on
ever seen.
Life. Nah, this is actually something that's being done on purpose. This is the negative side.
They're making these movies on purpose.
Of course.
That when they unveil
I knew it.
That's why they're spending so much money.
I knew they did it on purpose.
You would go along with it. That you would say, well, you know what? They're so scary and the world is in such a disaster. So for the longest time, I was having insiders tell me, here's what's going to happen. They're going to make an aggressive move to take over the whole planet. And when they, if they did this, if they, they're going to crash the economy. I've been hearing this since the late 90s. They're going to do a massive economic crash.
Well, hasn't the fact, that it, like, the fact that it hasn't happened.
David, thank you for being nice. My higher power, 222, spaced out. Well, I'm actually not your higher power per se. I'm just a messenger, as I've said before. But thank you anyway. Thank you anyway.
That's not really what you said.
Yeah. I don't want to be labeled as any divine force. I'm just another human being.
Okay, that's also not true. He,
you literally are a divine force.
Also, we've seen his ego throughout the years. He knows he has to play coy. Like, it's a bad look to be like, I'm the Messiah, you got to worship me.
Yeah.
But if other people just so happen to declare him the Messiah, I don't think he'd fight back against it too strongly.
I wouldn't be opposed.
Using the tools that are available to human beings telepathically. And that's getting into another story. So
I think he's talking
again,
slower just to get more super chats.
Good
probably
going on for millennia. It's not going away, and you can't sit this one out. You can't ignore it. The hero's journey is this galactic template.
Yeah, watch me. Watch me.
We all
sit
are
it
following
out.
Because the universe is a consciousness construct. This is a very intrinsic part of the work that I'm talking about. Our galaxy is conscious. Our universe is conscious. Our sun is conscious. Our planet is conscious. And what's interesting is that our galaxy is designed. Oh, we got another one. Elizabeth Light Tarot. David, I met you in Sedona at the water store. You were such a kind soul to me. Love a fellow New Paltz grad.
Why is David always going to the water store?
I usually am very cool if you
see, he needs more water to drink.
It's extremely rare. I mean,
David
there was,
thirsts.
I feel really bad because there was an old guy one time who was in my eye line when I was taping somewhere, and I got mad. And I told him, would you please get out of my eye
line? Get the fuck out of my eye line.
I remember that one. That was one time.
Why
I was
are you
to
over
somebody.
Here?
I remember.
He must be such
I was
a diva
on
set.
Beth. We were walking at Moraine Lake Lodge in Canada. And a fan came up and he was all excited and I just really didn't want to talk to him and I just was very rude.
Can you go fuck got yourself?
But, you know, that
I'm
those
with
are like
my
the
wife.
Only two times I can really remember where I was rude to someone. I mean, it might happen occasionally. Like if I'm really in a big crowd and I'm trying to get to the bathroom and people
now,
are yelling
David's
out my
a man
name,
of the people.
Yeah. I just got to pee.
He loves
anyway,
love.
Yes, I'm very good with people. I've been very good with my audience. I'm kind when you meet me in person. That's just the way I
I'm
am.
I'm very
you know,
kind
I,
and graceful.
Yeah.
I'm just
family.
The best.
You are a fan of my work. You are my family. Because you understand what I've
it's
dedicated
like
my
Olive
life
Garden,
to. You
but for David.
What I've spent so much time working on, so much time developing this content over the years. So when we get back to this idea that the universe is a consciousness construct, what that means is there is only consciousness. The whole universe is formed out of the same thing that we would think of as thought. And thought doesn't even really necessarily equate to a tangible material reality. Most of us would think of thought as being a neurochemical phenomenon that's occurring in our brain as the result of neurotransmitters firing across synapses.
Finally, something
no,
something I sort of agree
with.
Deeper
about that than consciousness. I've talked in many other shows about the geometry of the mind, that there are geometric
well, so much
patterns
for that.
Inside
yeah, no,
the mind.
No, it's not because
fact,
of the geometry.
All stuff that I talk about in Sacred Science of the Michael Prophecies. This is my ugh. Relatively new course.
Please, no.
I'm going to promote
no,
this one.
No, David, don't do this to
10
us.
10.5 hours. I shot it on 7.
Just read Super
Chats. So go to thedisclosure.com.
I
want to
talk about Michael.
And if you want to get a huge discount, the code word is jubilation.
Mm.
So again, the Michael
before the
Prophecies
code word was like geoblem.
Us, this is the
it's
new
terrible code word
that I wrote. 7 books that I wrote. If you order this course, you get all 7 books and you get 11 videos shot on 7 camera angles, 10.5 hours of content. It's amazing. And one of the things I talk about. Very
I've read them. It is not amazing.
It is underwhelming.
It is really disappointing, actually. And a lot of the books are actually just other people's books.
We actually
fully reprinted
Professor Henry Markram. And his studies on the brain, it's not an ambiguous conclusion. It's a fact that there's tetrahedrons, there's cubes, there's octahedrons inside your brain where different groups of neurons fire at the same time in a geometric pattern like a cube. Imagine a cube. It's got 8 sides, 8 corners, 4 on the top, 4 on the bottom.
Yeah,
there's
that's
8
right.
Different parts of your brain where the neurons fire simultaneously in the shape of a cube. And then they ratchet and they rotate, and there's millions of them per second going on inside your brain. So then the question is, well, now that we know that this is true, and in Michael Prophecies, I have other things about the brain, like the hippocampus has given us a whole geometric outlay of the places that we have to go and map out. And so
that's
one of the things
correct.
I found was these studies of taxi cab drivers, and if they spend years driving a cab, then lo and behold,
I don't know what this has to do with the geometry, though. Like, everything is a shape, but I don't get...
Well, David's never understood that.
Yeah, everything is some sort of shape.
Another thing I'll say really quickly before we go on is that I do actually have a live conference. If some people are really... They really, really want to get to see me in person. I've pretty much stopped doing that because, honestly... The threat profile is
they don't want
so
me there anymore.
Oh, wow. The threat
oh,
profile.
Oh, someone's going to kill him.
They're going to, John Hinckley is out. Maybe wow. He's going to go, you know, round 2 on someone.
The likelihood
I don't
is-
think that's true. I think the real case is David cannot sell tickets anymore.
Yeah.
Or at least not like he used to.
I mean, if he could, they wouldn't care.
Yeah. With something. It's like, I just don't want to do it, man. And I've been told
thinks
not,
someone's
going to
gonna stab
anyway,
him.
We have really good security at this event coming up.
That'd be so funny if he was actually passing up money because he's like, no, someone will try to kill me.
I'm too important. But they're going to be streaming this for $111, and like we can't restream it, but I'm tempted to get it and then watch it and take notes for our purposes. You always got to pay attention to what the enemy is doing.
Disclosure Summit 2024. It will
but
be
I also don't
want
to spend $111 to watch the same bullshit we've probably seen a million times.
Yeah, that is the problem.
Yes, we also have I very much expect it just to be a repeat.
If you can't show up in person,
or if you don't have $400.
I think anytime I speak in front of a live in-person audience.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Spooky told me this event is occurring at a motel.
Damn,
yeah,
nice.
Yeah.
It's pretty epic.
The mighty
so,
have fallen.
But it's a nice motel.
Another thing that's
three-star
cool
motel.
Is that the CEO of Stavati.
Oh, it's a prostitute. Yeah. Oh, okay.
We're both going to be there at
but
the
good
same
prostitutes.
Time.
Yeah, a high,
and,
higher class
he's gonna have
street
a
hookers.
Talk.
Not
yeah.
not full class escorts, but the upper end of the street walkers.
Yeah.
On the fence about how much we want to disclose, but apparently one of the things he wants to say is that he was responsible for 2,500 classified aircraft being built.
Wow, what a
and,
lie.
I mean, he can prove it, but then he'd go to prison most likely.
Wow, what a sick line to give. Look, I could prove it, but I'd go to prison.
These are it's like those old martial arts guys who say they can do the touch of death.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, do it. It's like, well, no, I'm too.
I don't want to kill you.
Yes.
Jets because this was one of the things he was doing. You know, the project cost might be less. Let's just say might.
He also claimed he was responsible for the ships in Star Wars.
And it might be that the other money is used for other programs. So there's some very interesting things that Chris has been through, and I'm going to be talking about the Michael prophecies,
milking you of all your funds,
solar flash, which is not going to be catastrophic. Apparently, we're all getting some kind of upgrade next year.
So we've heard
this solar system celestial mechanics. So again, if you want to go see us live, I'm going to be there. We have a bunch of great speakers who are going to be there. Go to thedisclosuresummit.com.
It's him, Corey Good, Mike Wazowski, and
David,
Chris Beskar.
Or else,
riveting.
I don't get the credit for the purchase. So,
oh, there's a no fucking
oh,
way.
Oh, wow. They're making them use promo codes.
No fucking way. This
damn.
This is like when a band does a split gig at a small venue. Like, you got to say who it is. Jesus. Man, Corey's a real piece of shit.
God, he really sucks. You won't even pay the man his rate.
He's very stingy.
I'll put a link in there in the description for this video. I haven't had a chance.
This is how you know they both need money, though, because he still clearly hates him, or otherwise they'd just be, you know, like splitting the door.
They're still willing to do it, though.
But anyway, this is going to be my first live event that's a structured event since before COVID. So 4 years I've gone.
Yeah, you really
totally
did disappear.
Totally not being in front of an audience, except I showed up at the Disclosure Summit 2021 or something, maybe 2022. I forget which one it was. Unfortunately, the audio on that one is all clipped out. I probably could run a declip on it and make it watchable. I haven't done that yet. But that's the last time I've been in front of an audience. I don't need publicity. I don't need to be talking in front of an audience.
Yeah, if there's one thing
myself,
David hates, it's attention.
But you do need money.
Crying and hugging me, which usually is what happens. I kind of was done with all that. I'm like, you know what? I love you guys,
I
but
fucking
I really
hate
need
the
to
people.
Like,
I actually
find out
hate
who
you
I
all.
I've been attacked. I've been hated. I've been mostly out of money my whole life. It hasn't been an easy road at all.
That's not true.
David, you were very wealthy.
His family...
Not that long ago.
His college was going to be fully paid for by his family. I think his grandfather was going to pay. Well, also, didn't his grandfather fucking invent the Navy?
Yeah.
And also did all the engineering? Like, his idea of broke is very different, and I think it comes from a highly privileged position of always being very well off, and then he finally got to a place where he's living like a normal person. He's like, this is unbearable.
I mean, he was a millionaire not 8 years ago.
He's been very rich for a while. He just fucked it all up doing dumb shit.
Very, very difficult time doing what I do, and it's gotten much more difficult.
You're in a $2 million house.
Why it's
as
so
you record
to
this.
Me is this strange connection to Edgar Cayce. Oh, as no. I've said before.
Wow. What a strange connection. You think you're him reincarnated.
If you look at the
some mysterious connection.
Yeah, what do you mean?
Yeah, they kind of look alike. There's kind of a similarity.
He's trying to do the look.
Yeah, you look identical, dude.
Wow.
Two pictures.
Look, he's got the same amount of noses and eyes.
Actually, when you put our faces side by side.
Jesus, what happened to David's face? He looks trans in this picture.
Oh, God, he looks like a fucking Neanderthal.
David's on hormone therapy. Maybe that's his medicine. David's blasting estrogen.
This is an astonishing facial resemblance. Oh, we got some more.
What are you talking about?
Some more stuff coming. Elizabeth Light Turow.
Yeah, is this. Is he. They don't look remotely similar.
They
to
don't
this.
Look similar at all.
Like the eyes, kind of, but even that, not really.
Eyebrows are different. The brow is different. The nose is different.
$10. Greetings from upstate New York. The eclipse buildup is crazy. Laughing my ass off. With these alerts, you'd think the Super Bowl was in town. Well, I didn't even want to do a show, man. I mean, come on. I'm literally like not into this. I'm only here really because
you need the money.
I just feel like we don't have any time left. And I, instead of taking a day off and just enjoying myself before the snow comes down, I said, screw it. I'm doing another show. Kenneth Grapp says, hang in there, David. You are a warrior for the cause. Thank you, Kenneth. Scarlet Fire says, first we overlook evil, then we permit evil, then we legalize evil, then we promote evil, then we celebrate
evil. Legalize it.
Legalize it, dude.
Father Dwight Longnecker.
Dude, legalize it.
That's kind of an unfortunate name, isn't it?
Dwight
Longnecker. Oh, my God. Anyway, getting back N-word. To this Edgar Cayce thing, my life really got disrupted by this. Obviously, there's a facial
similarity.
Some
might even say flip turned
face,
upside down.
There's a billions to one odds against chance. I mean, you can't even calculate it of how I could have a face that's so similar to Edgar's.
You don't look similar at all.
Everyone has a guy that kind of looked like anyways. But yes, he does not look like Edgar Cayce.
Right, it's going right on by. So Edgar Cayce was born in 1877, died in 1945, and was very world-renowned for doing psychic readings. There's 14,000 of them that were preserved in writing, where he is not there. He's under hypnosis. He loosens his shirt and his collar.
Well, that proves it.
Goes into trance, and then
you
then
can't
his
loosen
body
your
says,
shirt.
Yes, we
nope.
have the body.
Without channeling an entity.
And the only
it's illegal.
Name it ever really gave, besides calling itself the Source, was it called itself Archangel Michael. And part of what was really strange about Cayce's work was that he was doing medical readings
no,
and gave
for Christ's
people
sakes.
Unusual treatments. Oh, we got more of them coming in. Vu Tran, 3333, thank you for all your dedication to humanity. Laurie Owens, $10. Bang. All right, thank
bang.
You guys.
He's Mike Breen.
Bang,
getting
bang.
Back to this, the medical readings were unusual in that people had terminal case illnesses, and they wrote Cayce, and they said, I'm going to be here in my house at a certain time, a certain day. They didn't tell him what was wrong with them, and then the reading would just kick in and say, oh, yeah, your stomach, and you got this gallbladder issue, and da-da-da. The readings were always right.
I wish I could just
whatever
lie for a living.
Whatever they told you was wrong with you,
it's
it was
amazing.
True.
You imagine if
and
I just sat here and was like, you've got something wrong
of.
With your gallbladder, and then that was it.
Actually worked. And this was essentially
go
before
drink
the era
some
of
vinegar.
Antibiotics. Go so cool.
Many of these treatments became less needed or effective after antibiotics were invented. But you got to remember, you go and it's really sad. You go into a cemetery, you see all these little children's gravestones. Well, that's because
I don't usually go to children's cemeteries.
No,
often.
I don't hang out in the cemetery so much.
I try to avoid
born,
that.
Right after they were born, they'd be born ill and they couldn't get healthy.
David was a goth
so we
kid.
Really have turned
going,
the
hey, smoking cigarettes. Since, he's know, got his fake cigarette in the cemetery.
But the case Uncle reading, Colin wants to kill himself.
And then what's also weird is they.
The darkness is consuming.
So wait, Grow and Flow says, David is literally saying he's Q and...
Okay, Grow and Flow is someone who's appeared in our chat. I'm familiar right. with that name.
And that these people are communicating him with the craziest, most random signs ever. It's very, very...
yes. Nice. All right, here we go.
Easy nice. And inexpensive to write a troll comic. It's very difficult.
Damn, it really fucks him up so badly.
That's what makes it all worth it, knowing how angry it makes him.
It's just, that wasn't even mean. It was just, they literally just stated what David states, which is he's in contact with QAnon and he's getting hidden signals.
Yep.
Called to be me. It's very difficult to get out here on camera and say these things knowing that people are going to ridicule you.
I mean, right? No, it's not. I say it all the time.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
I held off.
I'm the Archangel Michael. It's not difficult.
What the Q people were saying for a very long time. I mean, come on. Some of that stuff goes back to 2022, 2023. And I never said a word.
Well, David, that's a year, 2 years ago.
I was just about to say, all the way back to 2023. Wow. You mean 13 weeks ago?
But please don't hate on me if I'm pointing things out. If you can't see what this is going to be, then just wait for the eclipse. You only have to wait 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah, he'll show us.
I really don't think you're going to have to be disappointed much longer. Everybody, one way or another, wants to see something turn around. So again, Casey had these Archangel Michael readings, and when Archangel Michael showed up, his body actually levitated off of the table.
No, it did not.
So this is something I looked up online from July 15th, 1928.
That means it's true. You can't lie on the internet.
This is a quote from Hugh Lynn Casey, Edgar's son. And when Archangel Michael appeared and the body was levitating, Hugh Lynn said the intensity and volume of the voice was overwhelming. Michael's message was given with such force I could hear windows rattling in their frames in our home. I could even hear cups rattling and the dish drainer in the kitchen.
Oh, wait a second. Maybe this is why he gets freaked out by the weather and the wind, because it causes shit in his house to start rattling around, and he thinks the end times have come and Archangel Michael is present.
It could be.
He's nearly knocked us all out of our chairs. And I'm going to read to you from 1932's Contact. Michael said, "Be still, my children. Bow thine heads. The Lord of the way may make known unto you that have been chosen for service in this period." When there is a need for that spirit being made manifest in the earth.
Just a bunch of nothing.
The way, which is the Christ path. They talk about that a lot.
Not a single thing said.
The way may be known to those who seek the light. This is the way of compassion.
You really got to say precise dates and things for it to be
glory. This is very important. The glory of the Father will be made manifest through you who are faithful unto the calling. For today
will
you hearken, the way is open. I, Michael, call on thee. Now, what exactly is he saying when he says the glory of the Father will be made manifest through you who are faithful?
What is he saying,
well,
Dave?
The Michael prophecies tell us that as early as next year, 2025, we're going to go through this solar system celestial physics change.
But it's not as early as next year. It's as late as next year.
Yeah.
That is the end cutoff of the date.
I don't think he understands how that works.
I really do believe he doesn't know what year it is
Michael
anymore.
Was able to offset that.
I think his time loop theory has fucked his head up.
He says that the year 2012 Mayan calendar end date has been moved ahead to 2020. And
okay, yeah,
December
but then,
26,
but then
2020,
yeah, nothing
right
happened.
When you have the Jupiter-Saturn conjunction, the previous one being in 2000,
where nothing happened.
So December 26, 2020 is the Jupiter-Saturn conjunction. And it's just barely a month and a half after this highly contested election that took place.
Barely a month and a half after it.
Yeah.
Very precise.
Practically the next day.
Trump was going to lose. You know, I thought.
You sure didn't think that Trump was going to lose.
Nope.
This is the other thing he never seems to be able to answer is if he is getting all these messages, how come they're never correct?
Yeah, why are you always wrong?
Why are you always, always wrong? You've never been right, at least not in the last 4 or 5 years, certainly.
T was going to win. I was fully expecting that there was going to be some type of massive.
Yeah, you said the days of darkness were going to happen. We'd be locked in our houses by the Alliance.
This country,
he said it a lot.
Many intelligence services are also involved.
And then, to the best of my recollection, that did not occur.
No, it didn't.
So once we go through this process,
he was so psyched by COVID, though, because he really thought that was like the
dude. He thought he'd hit it big. He thought it. Well, this was it.
Some of us.
What a cruel. That's like when somebody at the end of an NBA game makes a three and ruins the point spread, like a worthless three. And
David was like, "Finally, they're doing it. Everything I've dreamed about."
He was going to hit it big and then just fucking rug pulled.
Ascension type of abilities, as early as next year. Some of us will be glowing. Some of us will be able to control lightning with our hands.
Hell yeah, dude.
Some of us will be able to fly.
He keeps saying,
some of us will be able to bilocate.
He says he can do all this stuff.
Essentially, your body can't be killed. You could reanimate your body. Somebody could shoot you and you just grow back the hole, basically. Then nothing's going to stop you. So It's essentially a type of immortality.
What
that
a
happens.
Fucking retard!
It's very paranormal. But
just ridiculous. A 51-year-old man. Like, actually, I'm going to be able to shoot lightning and fly probably by early next year.
I'm going to basically be Superman.
The fifth root race is one of the things Casey called it, and it's all people. It's not any one race. The golden race is another name for it. That humanity on Earth, all of us, not
black
just
guys
race,
from Harlem,
but everyone becomes golden. We have this golden light that we.
I got a golden ticket.
So these prophecies.
I wonder if that's what the golden triangle beings were supposed to be about.
But I expected that 2012
giving out golden
was going
tickets.
To be solar flash. The sun is going to basically give off this massive explosion.
Is your factory now, Charlie?
Basically, dying.
Oh, damn it!
But
deep
then it's
state.
Not really death; it's ascension. You get transformed into some thing while the planet
ruining
is being
our broadcast. Well, that's because we're high-profile individuals.
Yeah, you know, we're so important like that they have to take us out.
We got another one, Fiona. 1144.
They're going to
David,
stab me.
I'm grateful for all that you do. Thank you, Fiona. David, I've been trying to connect with you about important information.
Oh yeah, yeah. There's one schizo guy who I keep seeing on Twitter and in his comments who's talking about how he needs to be able to talk to David.
David, you need to DM me quickly. I have an urgent information for you.
Yeah, well, it's great that he can read that and be like, this guy is nuts, but he doesn't realize he's that guy. Yeah. David is one of those guys.
Everybody wants to connect with me, so
I'm very popular. Everyone wants to hang out with me.
Everyone wants a piece of David.
The volume is a very difficult issue.
Too long.
I tried to
make
my volume
too
louder
bad.
Two shows ago, and I had a huge problem from that. So I have to keep it at this level. I do apologize. That's why we do a cinematic re-upload. We got two more snowball re-upload. Greetings and God bless from Drew, Rick, Tom, Eric, and Lou. And we got Create Luck, $2. Art Echo, £39, that looks like. Thank you, guys. I really do appreciate that. Plasma Apocalypse. But it's not an apocalypse. I mean, it was... The way I was originally seeing that this thing was going to go down, yeah, I was expecting a solar
apocalypse.
Explosion. I was expecting a pole shift. I was expecting super volcanoes to go off. I was expecting 80-foot tall tsunami to
So nothing major.
Nothing major. Just multiple world-ending cataclysmic events.
There's so many prophetic references to this. It's in the Bible. It's in 35 different ancient cultures that
but
say
it
there's
was wrong.
Be some disaster.
It didn't
it's the
happen.
End of the world, and you know, we all get somehow, or those of us who are ready somehow.
You know, you would think like if I bought a recipe book and I made one recipe out of it, and it fucking tasted like shit and didn't work, and then I made another recipe and it was the same deal where it was fucking garbage, I'd probably start to question at a certain point, like, hey, maybe this book and the recipe I'm following isn't working.
I mean, you would think so, yes.
And his prophecy being based on bizarre, obscure old texts never coming true, you think at some point he would realize it's because they can't be used to predict the future.
Yeah.
The recipe is bunk. Yeah.
What I've been teaching, I was expecting it in 2012, and then it didn't happen.
Yeah, then you were expecting it
so
in 2020.
What's going on here? Well,
and now you're expecting it again.
2020 comes by, and the election happens in this very strange way. We got another super chat here. Is anyone else getting ads every 10 minutes? Yeah, that's kind of what happens. I apologize for that.
You don't apologize. But, you know, you get to set how many ads
there
are.
So, Gern Blanson, that was George C. said that. Gern Blanson, wow, $100. Good info. Stay positive. Enjoy the ride. We are living in interesting times.
I'm not quite sure how he also deals with the fact that he keeps claiming to be censored by the deep state, but he can run ads on his YouTube channel, which are going to have, you know, ads from major companies.
I'm sure he hasn't put that together.
Yeah, so he's censored by the deep state, but, you know, Downey Fabrics often sponsors his videos.
I guess. Anyway, thank you for that. So, yeah, it's been crazy that we've had these disaster prophecies. Oh, we got more of them. Skywalker DFS, $5.
This is the worst development we've ever had.
Stephen Greenwood, $20 Canadian. Thank you.
Bunch of Canadians. What's going on?
So, yeah,
up there?
This is really wonderful what's happening because I get this telepathic message that started 2 years ago, and it's all this stuff that I channeled in the 1990s. Tony Jorgensen, thank you for the super chat. I love
fuck.
You.
God damn. He's crushing.
So, this has been going on it's now just, where I've been working on these books. I ended up making 7 of them. They're all very readable.
He's just rambling
fun. It's
aimlessly,
not totally academic. It's
hoping
it's
to get another
thing
super
here.
Chat.
From
he's a streamer now.
In other words, I have the Edgar Cayce reincarnation. It's not just a face.
You start
it's also
playing
the
Among
astrology.
Us and
this
Call
is another
of Duty.
One of the weird things is that
Fuck you. Oh, fuck you. Die, bitch.
And now here's this prophecy saying, N-word, if you are faithful to the call, N-word, which is the call of service, the call to, you know, step out there and be seen and fight for freedom, the glory of the Father will be made manifest. Well, that's
can't he at least pretend to care about this?
So then,
he's really fucking phoning it in.
No, life was beset by many
the glory of the Father will all ascend into heaven.
Jesus shit, etc.
Some may wonder why.
I'm gonna bump his speed up a little here.
Problems. The answer to the question was, he who leads or would direct is continually beset by the forces that would try to undermine you. Believe me, I know that. He who endures to the end shall weareth. He that endureth to the end shall wear the crown. And what do I think this means? The crown really represents the ascension. It's the crown originally was a symbol of light rays coming off of your
head. No, but that's not true, because in the last presentation, he was saying that in the way the QAnon folks thought Donald Trump was this anointed individual.
Right.
They were wrong about that, because it was actually David.
Of course.
So I don't, the crown, I think, is very literal. He thinks deserves the crown.
People on Earth to rule Earth. Way. You know, and they were different than other people. Some of them probably did have elongated skulls, and they probably did have some pretty intense magical powers that they could manifest, lightning out of their hands, as I said, telekinesis, bilocation.
That does also explain his ridiculous head shape, too.
Hopefully within just over a month or two.
It's although by that same logic, that means I have
talking about it. A lot of these things that I'm talking about are going to be in the movie. And we have some very exciting stuff to share with you soon about that. So it's important to understand that history is not random. We have $10 from 6 months. Thank you, Bonnie Demlong, $20. I remember you from other shows. Thank you, Bonnie. Remember that last name. So that's really awesome. I appreciate it. History is not random. Events are structured according to the hero's journey storyline, which is a very specific set of beat points.
This is literally just straight from the Synchronicity.
The Synchronicity Key, which came out in 2013.
Oh, so old greatest hits, Wilcox.
He's bringing them back.
Yep.
My typical thing is I do 540 pages. I max out on page count. What will they let me do? If the book gets bigger than that, they won't let you write
it. It was
that
all
big.
Dog shit.
So yep. Each of the Michael books are kept in that same guideline of around 540 pages or less.
All right.
And there are
the Michael books are really books.
Writing these books up until
most books don't reprint
so
three straight chapters of other books within the preface.
Is a pentagonal structure when we understand what the 25,000-year cycle really is. So this is going to set up a point that's pretty important. The Mayan calendar, of course, was found in Mesoamerica, and it's a very complex astronomical calendar. In some of my other works, I've talked about how all the different smaller cycles in the Mayan calendar, right up through the 400-year Baktun, correspond with Earth cycles or with cycles in the solar system.
Right, but it's not 400 in the book. He talks about how it's got to be 396 because 400 doesn't actually line up.
Exactly.
So you subtract some numbers until it lines up, not for really any particular reason. I believe he said it's because the number 396 had better vibrations.
Oh, of course. That makes sense.
Yeah, well, that's just good. You know, that's good science. Numbers have different vibrations to them.
Subdivisions of the orbits of the planets, and it's all of them. It's the Baktun, it's the Khatun. It's the Tzolk'in 260-day cycle, all these different things. Very, very interesting. So for some reason,
I believe the 260-day one was also supposed to be like 262 or 263.
5,125-year cycle of time. And John Major Jenkins did some great work in his books on Maya. I see some more super chats coming in. Lynn Alexander, $15, tribute to your many talents.
I hope it's a cum tribute.
Okay,
someone feeding off on pictures of David.
Page $10. Thank you, guys. Thanks, everybody. So when I start
David
to look at this 5,125-year cycle, I'm like, what in the world is going on?
That'd be sick.
And then gradually it dawned on me, wait a minute. Everybody, so the Mayans, John Major Jenkins is talking about this very interesting galactic alignment.
Do you have any idea who John Major Jenkins is?
Absolutely no idea.
Okay, me neither.
Ball game that they were playing. They had a specific weird game that they were playing where they would sever a human head and kick it around like a ball in this court. Believe it or not.
Well, that doesn't sound terribly fun.
I believe this has also been disproven. I don't really think this was very common.
You want to go play a game of head ball, son?
Somehow tied in.
Well, the problem when you use a human head for the ball, there's only a finite number of balls you can use from your community without, you know, executing a bunch of people.
Proving that the Mayans knew that at the end of the Mayan calendar, they were expecting some sort of galactic alignment. And apparently the origin of a new root race. So when I thought about 5,125 years, what is that? And then I said, well, let's take it and multiply it by five.
Yeah. You got to do that.
It comes out to almost exactly the same length as the 25,000 year cycle. In
Except,
fact,
it's oh, it's almost. Okay, well,
years.
That's, I mean, yeah, that's
so
not exactly
divide up
being
this
the
big
same.
Cycle, the 35 different
yeah, he doesn't seem to realize numbers are all kind of close to each other. Yeah. And the fact that we only have 0 and then 1 through 9, and then every number is just kind of a combination of those. So, I mean, I guess by that logic, sure, 25,000 is close to 26,000, but that doesn't really seem like a magical occurrence to me.
So it's 24,000, but neither are right.
Yeah, and by this logic, so would, you know, 28 or 29,000. They're all kind of, all the numbers are kind of the same. There's only so many.
Different ancient cultures talk about this weird wobble in the Earth's axis, the so-called precession of the equinoxes, okay? It's very confusing, it's very frustrating, but it's like the Earth is spinning in one direction like this, but then it counter-rotates the other way.
This is a very hazy camera angle.
That counter-rotation takes 25,000 years.
Yeah, it's overexposed.
We have this researcher, Walter Cruttenden, who's concluded that this is because our solar system is orbiting another star.
At least he's naming people I've never heard of before.
Takes 25,920 years. Well, as soon as I started putting it together, I said, wait a minute. If you take 25,500...
This picture is literally in the synchronicity key.
As I said, is 25,625, but 25,920 is really close.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay.
Well, I mean, if it's really close.
But when we're talking about years, 300 years is a pretty long time.
Yeah, pretty close.
That's a pretty big difference. Between 1700 and the year 2000 is a pretty wide range for something to have occurred.
Chop it up into 5 pieces, draw the orbit of our solar system, which is the orange star at the top. Draw that orbit as a perfect circle as we're orbiting this companion star, which I've shown here as a blue dot.
Mm-hmm.
Divide it into 5, and sure enough, you get this pentagon. And the Mayan calendar is exactly one side of the pentagon. Now you say, well, David, okay, you know, there's going to be some guy in...
But, wait, but he took the full number, divided it by 5, and then he's like, each of these 5 sides is exactly that length. Like, yes, that's how division works.
Yeah, that's how math works.
When you equally divide something, each of the parts is equal.
Here on the troll list right now, he's probably hating on me. There's always somebody. David, quit lying. There's one right there.
He fucks with them so badly, and they're not even harsh.
No, they aren't.
David, quit lying to these fools. You're all about money. No, that is absolutely not true. If I was about money, I would be doing live events. I would be doing conferences.
I wouldn't
have
be
merch.
Broke.
I would sell coffee mugs, shirts, pens that said David Wilcock on them. I don't do any of
you
that
You should
stuff.
Do that. Which I would buy a David Wilcock shirt.
Yeah, you should be doing
no
this.
No idea what they're talking about. I have been completely functional.
I am
bankrupt.
$1 million in debt. You think I'm all about money?
It's just.
I don't even have any money.
It's so funny to be thrown off by such tepid comments. Like, it's just, you're a liar.
I'm not a liar. You're broke.
Over 2.5 years, I'm being dragged into an IRS hearing. I have a lawyer.
Okay, but that's your fault.
It's because you're guilty, dude.
Yeah, the IRS didn't just randomly select him. The reason why he was selected is because he was not paying his taxes. That's
how it works.
That's the consequence of this. Because yes, he did this in the other week too, where he was like, you know, the evil trolls have got the IRS on me. Well, that couldn't have been the case if you did not break the law.
Yeah.
That's like someone getting upset at being arrested for a robbery. And it's like, well, yeah, but you performed the robbery.
Okay, I have their jewelry.
So I robbed the bank.
Yeah. Oh, that's a crime? Oh, okay.
Tax installment payments. So anybody who thinks it's about money, my God. But you know what? I mean, I just call it rate objection.
I would like to say that was another area where we were correct when we talked about his taxes and his whole sloth sanctuary thing.
Yeah.
And then he said none of that was true. And then fast forward a few months, it turns out he needs to be on a payment plan with the IRS.
Yeah.
And I've been dealing with this since 1996. And I used
Archangel
to
Michael told me that.
In person.
I'm just
going to
start saying that's
money?
My story.
If only
for
he
had
listened
stuff.
To us.
Yeah.
I invested it into the military, into our future. To get the military
no,
declassified.
You've been swindled.
You've been had, my man.
God damn it.
Clean up garbage. Things that will heal our planet. I did not take my money and buy some big mansion.
Poor David.
Okay, dude.
I'm so tempted to pull up his fucking house right now. I guess that would probably technically be doxing, so I won't do it. He may not be in a big mansion, but the house is, I think, $2.2 or $2.4 million on Zillow.
It's not a mansion, but he's living in a nice-ass house.
Yes.
House that isn't even any good for the win. I don't want to defend myself. I mean, the point is, that's all they
it's
want
a bullshit
you to do
mansion.
Yourself.
I deserve
oh my
better.
God, you can't make money. Oh my God, I hate you. Oh my God,
I only
you're
have
liar.
3
you're
bedrooms and 2 baths. I should have 4 bedrooms, 3 baths at least.
Look at how bad this eats into him. He can't. I think the reason why this bothers him so much is because some part of him knows this is true. Because when someone accuses you of something that's absolutely not true, you can't really worry about it because you know there's no evidence to support it. If someone calls me a murderer or something, I'm not going to worry about
it. What do you mean I'm a murderer? Yeah, I'm not a murderer. You're a murderer.
I don't have to worry about that accusation because it's never been my thing. But I think some part of him realizes that he's been really wrong a bunch. So when someone calls him a false prophet or a liar, it's kind of true because he falsely prophesies some shit. And I think that by definition makes him a false prophet.
I mean, the point is, the trolls, that's all they want you to do is to be defending yourself. Oh, my God, you can't make
money. No, that's not true. We want you to be doing Uncle Colin.
Yeah, we want you to be doing more bits. Can you go talk to the turkeys again?
go narrate a moose.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, I hate you. Oh, my God, you're a liar.
Where are your potato sack?
You're a con man. You're a thief. You're a con artist.
Oh, that's a good clip.
I don't even care what they say anymore. I really honestly don't.
Yeah,
it's very evident.
You clearly don't care at all.
That I'm being honest with myself, and I know that I'm being truthful to God. And truthful to my own higher power, whatever you want to call that, that's the best I can ask for. So anyway, this
I
is
hope
scientific
that's true
stuff,
for
folks.
His sake.
We take the 25,000 year cycle,
I don't believe
chop it.
It
up by the Mayan calendar.
I'll believe it when I see it.
Five nodes, okay? And these are nodes in interstellar space. So now imagine that you're watching that orange star orbit through this circle, just like the hand of a clock is going to tick through the clock. Every time we hit one of these corners, we get a solar flash, okay? This is a regular cycle. The Mayans were actually charting a solar flash cycle. And there's no doubt about this. And we get this from glaciologist Dr. Lonnie Thompson. Now, even within our own solar system, we see
that
these
looks pretty cool.
Geometric patterns outlining the way that the planets are spaced. And I will talk about that way more in Sacred Science if you want to buy that course. It really, really helps us out a lot. I am, again, in a very severe financial crisis. Hopefully that will end soon, but it has not.
I'm never going to get tired of hearing this.
I am, and again, a very severe financial crisis.
Well, it's hilarious to go from the trolls are never right and then immediately into something we were correct about.
I'm so broke.
And the trolls were never right. I am on a payment plan with the IRS, and my predictions were wrong, I really am in debt.
They are garnishing my wages.
But outside of that, how's that all the correct stuff?
So our own solar system has these weird geometric patterns. What you're looking at here on the top is the dodecahedron. It's the exact relationship between Venus and Mars. If you make everything into a circle, take away the ellipsis from going through the galaxy.
He just takes like a spirograph and draws it on the cosmos.
So what I'm actually saying here, as I've said in other talks, is that these are actually gravitational spin currents. There is a spin field within gravity. And glaciologist Dr. Lonnie Thompson found out that there was a 5,200-year cycle where the sun would give off a flash and there's catastrophic events on Earth. Well, wait a minute. If Dr. Lonnie Thompson's cycle
was 5,200 years,
and the Mayan calendar is 5,125 years, that's only 75 years off.
Okay.
Most
likely basically
what
happened
is Dr. Thompson's
data is wrong. It's only nearly a century
different. It's not 5,200 years. It's actually 5,125 years. But again, he proved that there's a solar flash every time we go through this. And the reason why this happens is that there are gravitational currents inside the geometry. So when you get into one of these zones, very exciting things happen. So we talked about this before with the planets.
Wow, what a great 1970s diagram.
Well, I'm convinced
Merkaba
now.
Formation, as you can see right
before
here.
Before that, I was on the fence.
It's
and
in technocolor.
Spiraling currents of gravity. So at 19.5 degrees is where the nodes are on these planets.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
Again, we've got super chats coming
that's
in. So Dawn
good.
Hill, thank
that's
you.
Good stuff.
Lori Rogers, thank you. Okay. Appreciated everybody who's donating to us. Thank you so much for that. So these vibrational frequencies can rise or fall. And whoops, let's get back to the slide.
Oh, now he's lost.
If I can actually do that. The vibrational frequencies can rise or fall, creating things, as I said, with this planetary diagram. This encompasses so many
that
things,
can't
folks.
Be the best diagram of this.
The
there has to be.
I think it's just the one he found 20 years ago, and he hasn't changed
these are
it since.
Swirling clouds in the gases of the gas planets. There's the sunspots don't go higher than 19.5 on the sun. Jupiter has cloud bands. Saturn has cloud bands. The swirling spot, and then on Mars and on Earth, we have huge volcanoes, exactly at 19.5. Hawaii on Earth and Olympus Mons on Mars. So again, I believe that in the case of like Hawaii or Olympus Mons, that this pattern is actually the way that the magma is swirling inside the Earth. There's this liquid inside the Earth, this
you
liquid
think the magma, flows
and it's
in a triangle.
In this pattern. Why? Because there's geometry that's pushing it that way. So on the corner, you're going to have this circulating geometric current of gravity. It's a swirling gravitational current
I feel again, like I've been up all night doing coke and listening to a geeked out guy explain something to me.
Trying to explain sacred geometry and how it causes things.
The lava is flowing in triangles.
No, I don't understand. He's drawing on napkins.
Vibrational frequencies that these geometries create can rise or
fall.
Also,
who gives a fuck what direction the lava is flowing?
The geometry itself.
The fuck does this have to do with anything?
David gives a fuck.
Geometry is conscious.
You say the deep state's eating and raping children.
Yeah, why are we talking about squares and triangles?
I don't give a fuck about a rhombus.
I've got $9.99 from somebody who looks like maybe, I don't know what country that is exactly. P. Merlin, Gemini Moon, $100. Wow. Leanne Boudreau, your books are wonderful. Thank you. Steve Conwell.
What
Thank you
liar.
For years of thought-provoking ideas. Wish you for only the best. Do not justify yourself. You are well-intended, a great soul. I can feel it, and I trust my gut. See, here's the thing. Certain people have psychology.
Well, you're stupid.
I don't hate them if they do.
Hell yeah.
He keeps going back to just everyone who disagrees is a literal psychopath.
Literal psychopath.
But when you're a psychopath, you just simply get off on creating pain and misery. And unfortunately, the
psychopaths
love
true.
More than anything to target people who have some degree of public visibility, some degree of money, some degree of notoriety. That's who they really
and
want to
maybe
go after.
People
so
with
people
they were making fun
and,
of
yeah,
me
you know
because
what?
I had
My
special
life is
abilities.
Making them feel bad, and making them cry, and making them a con artist. What have you done? You know, show me your video.
Made fun of you.
Yeah,
what
are
you
mean?
Talking about? That we've I don't get this tactic that people take.
What have you done?
This, yeah. This. We're doing it right now.
We're doing it, dude.
And apparently it's having some sort of effect because you keep going back to it. You keep talking about everyone being psychotic and psychopathic.
You've got to add to the discussion. I'm just trying to do what I think is true. If you can't really
that's all
see
we're trying to do, too.
Intelligent stuff, okay, then go watch something else. It's fine.
Never.
Anyway.
I'm never going to stop watching, Dave.
So within this Merkaba, it actually divides into 12 cycles. In the 25,920 years, which I'm showing right here, we draw. Okay, we got.
He's got to hire a graphic designer.
Scott Quickle, $10. Thank you.
Yeah, someone.
Really appreciate that, you guys. All right. So we got these. Just think about it like a clock. Now we got this basic Merkaba geometry. Now we're applying it to the binary solar system model.
It's like a clock because it's a circle.
Sure enough,
oh, because it's Jewish.
With 12 unique units.
The Jews control time.
Units, this is not arbitrary, folks. This is the age of the zodiac. Lasting 2,160 years. And so if you add up 2,160 by 12, as you can probably imagine, it adds up to 25,920. And so, again...
Right, but then you said later it was 27,200 was the cycle length.
In the year 2000,
so which
a member
is it?
Of the church I was going to at the time, I was going to an interfaith church called the Fellowship of the Inner Light.
That sounds like a
David
cult.
Steinberg.
Boy, does
he
it.
He gave me this book.
Oh, Steinberg.
1981.
He's one of the time controllers.
who's a Frenchman.
Francois Maison's a fucking idiot. Stop it. Stop doing this.
The history is moving in 2000.
Okay, I believe this guy's book. He wrote the book with all the cycle shit in it. It was originally in French, I think. The English translation was put together by David.
Yeah.
So I do find it very convenient that the only source of this information is
David.
David, and it just so happens that this source happens to agree with everything he says and is translated by him. It seems mighty convenient.
160-year cycles. So that geometry that I was just showing you.
Oh, so I don't trust the French.
Let's go back to that for a
second. No.
Imagine now that as we go through each one of these different zones, that history is replaying itself. Imagine, like, if you will, that as our solar system is going through these zones, it's like we're etching events in history like a stylus. In the old-fashioned vinyl record album, you have a record that's created by sound that's etching a needle into wax.
Yeah, he's smoking
and
weed.
Then when
this
you play
is
back,
weed
the,
thought.
The
absolutely.
Etches in the wax,
oh, absolutely.
Etching the vinyl of life
album,
into the cosmos.
We're just all, like, spinning records in the universe,
as
bro.
Create events on Earth. We're etching into these
David
cycles.
Is a warped record.
And so,
then.
If you can imagine now, number one, number two, number
someone
three,
left
number
him
four,
in their trunk.
As you go throughout, wow, we got a bunch of donations again. And he's telling me his name now. He says, "I'm Matt, good friend to you, brother Michael. You lately are bringing so many gaps I had in my spiritual path of Tibetan Buddhism, ancient pre-Hindu Vedanta teachings. Thank you, Steve Willis, £99.99. Thank you,
Jesus.
Awesome. I don't want to click
crushing.
On it screws it up. But anyway." Lenny's Daily Meditations, 1999. Thank you, guys. This is so awesome.
I mean, he's probably going to clear a grand in this.
This is way
probably.
Over my head, but I like to listen, says Betty Freddy. Betty Freddy.
That's Betty not... Spaghetti.
And that's
look,
not even
I'm
counting
not
ad revenue we get from the video.
Here, but I am
that's
pointing
true.
Out that, like, probably
make
if you look at number one, number two,
two
number
grand
three,
off
number
this.
Four, imagine now that there's a 2,160-year cycle of time.
I can't wait until the government is forcing him to stream because he's got to pay his taxes.
Uncle Sam says, I got to go live.
Yeah. Uncle Sam talked to Uncle Colin.
It takes 2,160 years to go through. And then as we go through each of these positions, the 12 positions, it's the same sphere again, and we're going over the same surface of it again, like a record album, and it plays back the old song. This is what's so weird. Oh. It plays back the old song. So except here's Francois Masson saying, yes, as strange as this may seem, events that took place exactly 2,160 years ago, for example, between Rome and the United States, he has this incredible, incredible information. And we got two more of them coming in here. We got Love All Your Work, Andy Vander. Monoblock says, our best days are ahead of us. Thank you, David. All the beautiful souls out there, you're doing more than you know. I love Wisdom Teachings, too. I wish we could get back. David, maybe just think.
David called them all satanic pedophiles, so that ain't happening.
Whoops.
Well, it is nice when people...
Someone gave him a good piece of advice, which is save all this until the end so we don't have to sit through this constantly.
Celebrate that some. But yeah, we don't have to do all of them. Anyway, let's.
I don't think he knows that there's a tab he can click that'll show them all. Show him all of those.
Very, very strange.
He does not.
equivalence points between. Oh, and Steve Wills says it's not Willis, it's Wills. Cheers, mate. He donated another $100.
Jesus, he's got a whale.
I'll try to stay on topic here. So the Roman history reiterates into American history, and so one of the strangest examples was Richard Nixon. He is the reincarnation
of
Scipio Africanus.
Nice, dude. Again, Richard Nixon was black.
This was in the synchronicity key. He's got multiple of these pictures, and none of them look like the guy. Like,
I'm not a coon.
I don't know if David's got some sort of like face blindness disorder.
I mean, something. These look literally could not look any more different.
I mean, it's an emaciated black guy and then Richard Nixon, who does not look black.
Yeah, this looks like
emaciated.
An Ethiopian monk.
I mean, even look at the ears. He's got fucking elf ears. This guy, well, first of all, this is a sculpture, not a fucking real guy.
Yeah.
But.
And when I look at the faces, I say, my God, they even have the very same face. Now, Scipio Africanus went
they
through a very similar
could not have different
faces,
more different faces.
They were exactly 2,160 years apart. Scipio Africanus on the left got implicated in bribing.
Oh, he's on the left. Thank you for clarifying,
oh,
David.
Oh, I was unsure.
Yeah, no. That's Richard Nixon on the right. That's right, not Scipio Africanus.
Oh, okay. How silly of
they
me.
They were at war with a neighboring country, and here he is taking money from this country so that they won't. They won't finish the war.
Wow, apparently, some guy took money?
Yeah, stuff. What's that all
Scipio
about?
And then later Nixon took
in a
money?
Major public outing. They handed him these books of evidence. The ledger books had the proof that he had given the money to the enemy. And very notably, he tore apart the books in front of everybody. He storms off and he resigned. The time that Scipio Africanus resigned is exactly 2,160 years apart from when Nixon resigned. They look alike. All these other things that are very, very similar between the two of them. Francois Masson lays it out in great detail. But again, even the faces match. It's very, very interesting. Then we have Cato the Censor. And again, 2,160 years apart, he overlaps perfectly with Jimmy Carter.
Come on, man. This is, let me remove the captions.
You gotta at least try to get close.
The head shape is not even remotely similar.
No.
This guy's head looks like a hot air balloon, and then the other guy is Jimmy Carter. This Jesus.
Maybe he does have face blindness.
Yeah, something's going on. This is not...
And once again, I mean, look at the facial similarity. It's just freaking astonishing. The nose,
but
the
it's
lips,
not.
The lips don't look anything alike.
The nose is different. The eyes are different. The hair is different.
I think he just sees, like... Well, they've got all the same features.
Well, he's got eyes.
Yeah, and a nose. And look, the two lips.
And the lips. Oh, the similarities are overwhelming.
The shape of the brow, the shape of the eyes. I mean, it's the same freaking guy. And this is the point. Dr. Ian Stevenson decided that, we're seeing reincarnation cases over and over again. In the middle of the remember who
farewell, cruel world.
a shocking facial resemblance to who they used to be. So these are... Two examples.
Dr. Ian Stevenson is the guy who did the past life regression research.
Oh, that's
exactly
always reliable.
Like Jimmy Carter looks almost exactly like Cato the Censor.
Do you have one that's at least close, Dave?
If the answer to that is no. I think there's one with Hitler somewhere in the book. But if you took these images and showed an average person on the street, Do you think, like, if you just took the picture on the right and showed that to someone on the street, do you think anyone would say, hey, that guy looks like Jimmy Carter?
Absolutely not.
Yeah, I think you'd go over 100.
There's very precise elements in Cato the Censor's life that overlap perfectly with Jimmy Carter's presidency. And then we're also getting into very big things like wars. There's World War I and World War II perfectly correspond in the 2,160-year cycle with Punic War number 1 and 2. Hannibal is a perfect dead ringer for Hitler. I don't have that slide.
Oh, yeah, that's what it was.
But then Hannibal and Hitler do the same things at the same points.
I believe I have that slide.
Oh, did Hannibal try to gas the Jews also?
Yeah, yeah, it was the same thing.
They actually have a similar strategy. In Hannibal's case, he used elephants. Mm-hmm. In Hitler's case,
he used Cyclone B.
Oh, okay.
Which is like a gaseous version of an elephant.
Exactly at the same time, 2,160 years apart. And it even gets down to within a level of days. So what in the hell is this and what's going on here? I don't even really know. Okay? I'm just telling you.
Schizo ramblings.
And in fact, in my book Synchronicity Key, we have Professor Anatoly Fomenko.
No, we can't do this again. We can't go through Anatoly. Go watch the David Wilcock debunked videos as the deep state silences us yet again. But yes, we go into very deep detail in those episodes regarding the scholarship of one Anatoly Fomenko.
He's not good.
Which has been thoroughly debunked and addressed. Yeah. It's not. David likes to pretend these individuals have just been suppressed from mainstream society. That is not the case. Their theories have been acknowledged and torn apart for being bullshit.
Retarded.
That all events in world history are cyclical, and this is his own original artwork. And what you're seeing here, obviously, he's a Russian scientist.
Dick.
You see, K, H, P, and C are the four major letters that we keep seeing popping up.
And oh, he did the thing where
his slide's not up.
Yeah, he did this again.
It says 1778 year shift.
Is that your messiah? Can't even run a PowerPoint.
K, H, P, and C are literally patterned historical events that keep repeating. So this particular mathematician in Russia looked at the entirety of recorded history and said everything is KHPC, KHPC, KHPC. Basically, that's what this is showing you, this diagram. So, whoa, that's really weird. And then he did
what
stuff like this.
What the fuck was that?
Look at the evidence.
What the fuck is this? That's just, it looks like keyboard keys.
So,
yeah, I
don't
get it.
That's really weird. And then he did stuff like,
I mean,
Jewish kingdom, Holy Roman Empire.
All right, so
Jewish. I mean, yeah, they do know that the. Oh, I guess I see. He's saying the Jewish kingdom was then the Holy Roman Empire.
Yeah, so his thing is that the rulers are actually just repeats of each other. But the problem with that is when you actually go through it and you're not looking at Anatoly Fomenko's work, the rulers don't rule for the same amount of years. So
he just lied.
Correct. He would just change the name, or sometimes he'd say, like, well, that guy for part of his thing, he was actually the other guy, and then the other part of his part. So sometimes people are multiple people, and sometimes you just exclude someone, or sometimes you put someone in.
Like this?
It's very,
I see.
Very convenient. Whatever matches their theory is what gets done.
And then Holy Roman German Empire on the left, and there's astonishing, just massive, massive amounts of correlation.
God damn, David is stupid.
Overlapping.
Yeah, boy, is he.
And then we got a super chat, and he says, where are we in this timeline in the Yuga calendars? Well, we are
just
the end.
Something that could be disproven in 20 minutes of research.
2012. That's why I was expecting a solar flash, folks. But it's not just a solar flash. It's this weird integrated historical timeline. Okay, so that's one of his examples. Here's another one. If you look at the first period of the Roman Episcopate, 141 to 314 AD, it precisely overlapped.
But it, like, it doesn't. You see the dotted line they drew in here for...
Again, in 314 to 532 AD, Cindy Thermstrom says your work is highly appreciated.
Thank also, what kind of fucking science is that? He's just drawing a squiggly line.
Yeah, these are
line.
Just lines next to each other.
It's right there. Okay. And then we have another one here. Again, Jewish kingdom from 922 BC to New Era and Holy Roman German Empire.
I'm not
going to
say what kind of kingdom it was. It was a Jewish kingdom.
It was a Jewish
this
kingdom.
It's very, very complex. It's very, very deep. It was actually... Endorsed by the chess master Garry Kasparov, who's like the best chess player in the world.
Oh, that, well, if the chess player believes it.
It was also done because it was like hugely pro-Russian. That's basically, all this shit is basically Black Hebrew Israelites, but for Russians. It's basically We Was Kings, but for Russians.
Where, We Was Kings.
Yes, where everything in the past was actually developed. All important developments were done by a Russian. Why don't we pause here so we can each take a break for the purposes of maintaining our sanity, and then we will return to this. Patreon.com/hiddenaplainsightpod. I haven't decided what we're going to do for Patreon, so that'll be a surprise,
we'll
I guess.
We'll figure it out.
You are at Brandon Steele Hidden on Instagram. We're at Hidden in Plain Sight Radio on Instagram, and we are at The Hidden Pod on Twitter. Until Friday, Udu.
Mamba out.